Well, a man and a woman were married for many years. And whenever there was a confrontation, yelling could be heard well into the night. The old man would shout, "When I die, I will dig my way up and out of the grave and come back and haunt you for the rest of your life." The neighbors feared him. The old man liked the fact that he was feared. But then one evening, he died at the age of 98. After the burial, her neighbors, concerned for her safety, asked, "Aren't you afraid that he may indeed be able to dig his way out of the grave and haunt you for the rest of your life?" The wife said, "Let him dig. I had him buried upside down. And I know he won't ask for directions." Well, today we have directions from John the Baptist on how to get to heaven, how to prepare ourselves for the Lord. And then during Advent, the Church gives us directions on how to grow in holiness and how to prepare for the birth of Christ, which we'll celebrate in just a few weeks. If you take a look at today's Gospel, it's the very beginning of St. Mark's Gospel. And we have the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy of Isaiah, that God would raise up a messenger to prepare the way for the Lord. And that messenger would be a voice crying out in the desert, a voice crying out in the wilderness. And of course, that was John the Baptist. He was the first prophet in Israel in 400 years. They had not had a true prophet in over 400 years. So there was great excitement when John the Baptist came on the scene. What's interesting, he dressed exactly like Elijah the prophet. Elijah the prophet had worn camel's hair, had a leather belt around his waist, had the same unique dietary habits of locusts and wild honey. And John the Baptist was the fulfillment of the prophecy that Elijah must come before the Messiah. So John the Baptist was, he came in the spirit and power of Elijah to prepare people's hearts to receive the Lord, to receive the King, to receive the Christ. John the Baptist probably was in the desert for about 5 years, preaching and baptizing. And he's really the bridge between the Old Testament and New Testament. Again, the last of the Old Testament prophets and the precursor for the Lord. And Scripture even says that John was like the best man and Christ was the bridegroom. And the best man prepares the way for the groom. And so that's what John did today. He gives us directions on how to get to heaven. And he proclaimed repentance. That was his message. If you want to get on the right track, repent of your sins. And John even did ceremonial washings, baptisms out in the Jordan River. This was not the sacrament of baptism. Jesus himself would establish the sacrament of baptism later, which is what all of us are blessed to have when we're baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's when we have original sin washed away, and that's when we receive the Holy Spirit. That's why John says he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. So in Christian baptism, which is what we have, we are baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, the Father, and the Son within our soul. John's baptism was a foreshadowing of that, a precursor. It was a prefigurement. It was a symbolic baptism of repentance, where people would go into the Jordan River and be baptized and washed. And it says they acknowledge their sins, they confess their sins. So that was the directions that John gave the people. Prepare the way for the Lord, repent of your sins, confess them, be baptized as a sign of your sorrow for your sins, and then start over with a new way of life. Change your life, John would tell people. Scripture says that John was like the herald preparing the way for the King. In those days, when a king was going to visit a city, They would send out the heralds ahead of time to say, prepare the way for the king, make straight the roads. As the first reading from Isaiah said, every valley shall be filled, the mountains torn down. And that's what they would do. If the road had ditches, they would fill up the potholes in the roads. They would make them smooth and level so that the king could be ridden into the city with a smooth road, with a straight path. So that is the direction that St. John gave to the people. Repent of their sins, be baptized, and change your life. Prepare the road of your heart to welcome the King. Now, today, of course, is the second Sunday in Advent. We've lit the second candle of the Advent wreath. We're now into Advent. Well, what direction does the Church give us? Remember, the Church is the modern-day John the Baptist. The Church is the modern-day messenger, the herald of the good news of Jesus Christ. So what does the Church tell us today and during the season of Advent? The same thing that John did. Prepare your heart to receive the Lord. Prepare your heart. And the same things that people did in the days of John, we should do as well. We should acknowledge our sins. We should repent of our sins and go to confession. Now, confession is such a wonderful sacrament. So, in fact, that's one of the three things that the Church recommends, especially during Advent. So the first is confession. During this coming month, we'll have extra confession opportunities, extra priests coming in to help with penance services, other opportunities to go to confession on Mondays or Wednesdays or Saturdays. So use that opportunity. What a great way to prepare your heart for the Lord than to do what the people did in the time of John. They confessed their sins and they repented of their sins. So we should do the same as well during Advent. That's a great way to prepare our hearts for Christ. But this sacrament of confession is a gift. And when you are given a gift from someone, they want you to open it up and make use of it, right? So we should open up this gift and make use of confession in order to get rid of big sins or small sins, to grow in grace. We get good advice by going to confession, good spiritual direction. We grow in holiness. We grow in virtue. We can uproot bad habits. And primarily, confession is having our sins washed away. And so when we go to confession, it's in a sense, it's like a getting baptized again, having our sins absolved and washed away in confession. The second thing that the Church wants us to do, the second directions that the Church gives us during Advent, is to make sure we spend extra time in prayer during Advent, the Advent season. And of course, the greatest prayer is the Mass. So if we can get to daily Mass during Advent, we will truly be spiritually enriched. To receive our Lord Jesus in Holy Communion every day during Advent would be such a beautiful and wonderful way to grow in holiness. And to listen to the readings at daily Mass from Isaiah the prophet and from St. Matthew's Gospel this Advent. Of course, another beautiful way to pray is Eucharistic adoration, going to our chapel, which is across the street. It's open from Monday morning until Friday morning, 24 hours a day, where the Lord is present, exposed in the Blessed Sacrament, in Eucharistic adoration. So I encourage you to make at least one holy hour each week with the Lord. Spend 1 hour a week in prayer, adoring the Christ. Just as the wise men and the shepherds came and adored Jesus in Bethlehem. So we too can adore Jesus in our chapel 24 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And then I would encourage you to sign up for a holy hour. There are a few hours where we really need people to spend time with the Lord. So call the number in the bulletin for Eucharistic adoration. And look for the opportunity to spend an hour each week with the Lord. And then my favorite prayer, of course, is the Rosary. And my practice has always been during Advent, I always say the joyful mysteries every day during Advent. And I find it very helpful because then you're meditating upon the birth of Christ each day. And lastly, the third thing that the church encourages us to do, and the third direction that the church gives us, besides confession and more prayer time, is acts of charity, generosity to the poor. Maybe you can pick a family that you know is struggling, buy them groceries or gift cards to a grocery store or gas cards to help them during this season. The Lord has blessed us abundantly. Let's share our blessings with those in need, with the poor, the homeless. We can give clothing, we can give coats, we can help out the needy. And that's something that has always been a hallmark of Advent, is generosity to the poor and those in need. So when we look at the direction that St. John the Baptist gave the people, the church, the modern day herald, the modern day messenger, is giving us direction as well. It is telling us during Advent, repent of our sins, go to confession, spend extra time in prayer, and do some acts of charity for those in need.